This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
While much of political Washington on both sides of the aisle is applauding the decision to name former FBI Chief Robert Mueller as special counsel for the Trump-Russia investigation, President Trump is defiant. Twice today, he's called it a witch hunt and is painting it as sour grapes, a sour grapes move by Democrats who blew last fall's election. Is insisting it's past time to get this past the country and unify the country to get big things done. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts starts us off tonight from the North Lawn. Good evening, John.
Brett, good evening to you. President Trump said this afternoon that he is close to naming a new FBI director, and White House sources tell Fox News that the leading candidate for that is the former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. A lot of Republicans believe that Lieberman would get universal confirmation in the Senate, but at least two Democratic senators, Claire McCaskill from Missouri and Patrick Leahy from Vermont, say it would be a mistake to name somebody to that position who has a political background. Still, nominating Lieberman may help to turn around a relentlessly negative news cycle that has been surrounding the president.
In the East Room today, with Colombia's President Santos, President Trump responded for the first time in person to the appointment of a special prosecutor to look into Russia's attempts to influence the U.S. election.
I respect the move, but the entire thing has been a witch hunt, and there is no collusion between certainly myself and my campaign. But I can always speak for myself and the Russians.
While the president said he respected the decision to appoint former FBI Director Robert Mueller to look into the matter, he also denounced it as bad for the nation.
I think it divides the country. I think we have a very divided country because of that and many other things. So I can tell you that we want to bring this great country of ours together. I hate to see anything that divides. I'm fine with whatever people want to do, but we have to get back to running this country.
The president also responded for the first time in person to a memo said to be written by former FBI Director James Comey. The memo claims that in a February Oval Office meeting, the president asked Comey to drop the investigation into Michael Flynn. Did President Trump really say that?
No. No. Next question.
There really isn't much to say after that, and it seems to be pretty clear. And this is some of the things I think that's being omitted, drowned out by the echo chamber that's going on, in this country. To all the more, as the president said, to promote the division of the country, which is fine with the establishment, the deep state, mainstream media, and all those, and to what end? I mean, James Comey already said back in May that there had been no pressure whatsoever on his agency. And he didn't think about it. He didn't haul. I mean, he just gave a straight out answer. In they're saying May 3rd that he had said that, but maybe March. Maybe March, you think? Anyway, well, earlier this year, let's say, okay? And, but he had already, he told the committee that he answered the question straight out. Now, all of a sudden, with all this, fake news flying around, again, no due process, nothing. Here we are. We're going to try to, stop the government, delay it, knock it off track, and, delay Trump's agenda. And why not? Because all these bureaucrats are, their jobs, their cushy jobs and everything is on the line, right?
Well, there's a few things there, too. If he was under oath and it actually happened and he said no there, that's perjury. There's also a crime that says if somebody tries to interfere with a... with an investigation and it is not reported at the time that it happens, right. That's also a crime.
Exactly. Yeah. So what was it? But at this point, see, they're off running around, wasting the people's money and time, and just adding to the angina, as they say, and the nervousness and whatever. But, for the most part, America, like we said, they're saying, hey, where's my job? Where's my health care? Secure this nation. They're interested about things that really matter to them. This inside the Beltway stuff is just, it's ridiculous, it's costly, And they're going to find out after all is said and done. There's a big waste of money. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Megan Barth next.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Megan Barth coming up here in just a few moments as we continue to talk about the things that are interesting to you, the things that you're talking about, and I don't blame you. And I hear some people are very upset, some not, you know, kind of like in the middle. You know, they're only upset because they're saying, hey, look, I'm more worried about my job and, you know, my family and things that matter to us. You know, this stuff about hating Donald Trump, you know, enough of it already. I mean, it all reeks of fake news, suggestion, innuendo. There's no crime, and there's a special prosecutor, you know, assigned here. You know, how ridiculous is all this that's going on? I mean, to what end? Who is being satisfied here? You know, the Democrats, the mainstream media? Well, if it's mainstream media, then why don't they, you know, have a crowdfunding deal themselves, and they can pay for this? I mean, this is going to be the biggest waste of money with Robert Mueller, you know, coming into play. Megan Barth, welcome to Bill Martinez. Always good to have you with us. What say you, Megan, about all this, you know, this resistance summer that the Dems are putting together and, you know, the mainstream media pushing for impeachment?
Yes, the summer of rage, as the obstructionists and those in the resistance are calling it, and even police forces across the U.S. are arming themselves. And this is the DNC. This is exactly who the Democrats are. They condone violence. They advocate for violence with their violent rhetoric. You know, we have Whoopi Goldberg of The View wearing a shirt that shows Trump having his head blown off, and yet we don't see sponsorships pulling their ads from The View. This is the double standard where the left wants to claim that the right is the party that inspires violence or incites violence, when as a matter of fact, the DNC was caught paying for violence agitators to show up at Trump rallies and sending people to the hospital, specifically in Chicago, where they shut down a rally. Normally, regarding the Mueller investigation, normally when you have an investigation, it's based on evidence. It's based on circumstantial evidence, or you have a body, or there's some sort of evidentiary trail that you follow. Well, according to Democrats...
How about let's start with a crime. Is there a crime? I mean, where's
right.
the crime here?
Exactly. And so the Democrats have continued to tell us, and we're talking about Democrats that sit on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Dianne Feinstein, Adam Schiff, and even Mad Maxine Waters have all said there's no evidence. So why are we having a special prosecutor? Well, we're having a special prosecutor because, number one, the Republican majority has to grow a spine. They have yet to really defend this president from the onslaught of negative news media, and are actually fomenting it, the likes of John McCain and others in the Never Trump movement. And then we have a special prosecutor because the Democrats want to, number one, delegitimize the election, and number two, they want to have a cloud hanging over this president's head in order to sabotage this administration and his agenda.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Megan, look it. You got a guy, an outsider coming in, threatening, you know, their happy little world, their happy little comfortable, you know, upside down world where it's all about them. And you got a president who is for the people, says, nah, and we're turning tables upside down. And these guys have been well entrenched for decades, for decades. You think they're going to roll over this easy?
Right. So the obstruction of justice that they're trying to claim specifically from the leaked, illegally leaked Comey memo is an absolute farce, because Comey, under congressional testimony on May 3rd, had said there was no interference by Trump or anybody in the administration. And if there was obstruction of justice, Comey had a constitutional duty to immediately report any obstruction of justice, specifically from the president of the United States. Also, Michael Flynn was cleared by the FBI of any collusion with Russia back in January. So this meeting in February is highly suspect, and the memo related to it. Also, are there any investigations going on into the many felonies that have occurred since January 20th when Trump took office? And by felonies, I mean all of the leaks. Where are the investigations?
Yeah, the unmasking.
The special counsel.
Sure.
Right, the unmasking, all of the leaks, just the leaks to the press, are felonies in and of themselves because they compromise national security. The leaks associated with Trump's private conversations with leaders abroad, all of the leaks coming from the deep state. This is the swamp that needs to be drained. These are the investigations that need to be had. And I find it interesting that the Democrats are choosy in where they want to claim obstruction of justice. They didn't talk about, they didn't talk about obstruction of justice when it came to Hillary Clinton destroying 33,000 emails after a subpoena was served. They didn't talk about obstruction of justice when her campaign staff used, and staff on her Secretary of State used hammers and bleach bit in order to destroy evidence after a subpoena was served. These are the types of obstruction of justice that occurred widely when it came to the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and then candidate Hillary Clinton. But we don't hear the Democrats talking about that, and we don't hear the Democrats talking about the many felonies that are occurring under their watch that has been lobbied against the Trump campaign, because these felonies are part of their resistance, as is violence.
Yes. Well, how many pay-to-play, you know, situations that you have between the Clinton Foundation and Russia directly that have not been refuted, been reported by Peter Schweitzer, and it's just laying out there. It's a cloud, but she's been able to stay away from it, run for president of the United States with impunity and protection from the mainstream media. I mean, this whole expensive mess with Robert Mueller, hiding and sticking their heads in the sand over anything that comes by way of the Democrats' portal and mainstream, or the mainstream media or the establishment, is all it's all covered by a get out of jail card, and it's all being ignored. And here they are, because they hate Trump, they at the risk of further dividing our country and keeping us ununited to make some positive things happen with our government, which is the reason we elected Trump in the first place. Hey, look at this is the big pushback, and this is where America needs to have a wake up call. If you thought it was going to be easy, you're finding out right now, hey, they're not going to, you know, roll over and die here. This is a fight to the death, Megan.
Well, absolutely. And this is out of the progressive playbook. The progressive playbook is all about division. It's all about distraction. It's all about deception. Let's look at the progressives, for example, at Columbia or Harvard. We have now in Columbia six different graduation ceremonies based on your race or your sexual preference. So much for e pluribus unum. There is no e pluribus unum in the Democrat platform, the progressive platform, as they move further to the left in order to divide.
Well, it's interesting with Rod Rosenstein's statement. I don't know if you caught this, Megan. I thought this was interesting. He says, my decision is not a finding that crimes have been committed. Okay, let's not, you know, so let's ignore that. We'll put that on the table. No crimes have been committed, or that any prosecution is warranted. I have made no such determination. What I've determined is that a special counsel is necessary in order for the American people to have full confidence in the outcome.
Well, right.
You know,
exactly.
Again, a judge and jury of one.
Right. And the press isn't going to certainly report the truth. They're going to report anonymously substantiated leaks to paint this president into a corner.
And this is what happens when the spineless Republicans just roll over, right? More from Megan. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them. I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Values. Faith. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack the same courage to do what is right. And they know what is right, but they don't have the courage or the guts or the stamina to take it and to do it. It's called The Road Less Traveled.
But it's something good, I'm gonna believe it. It's got it something good, it's gonna complete it. So I celebrate the truth, 'cause the work in me is true. I'm just
America remains true to its values, loyal to its citizens, and devoted to its creator, then our best days are yet to come.
Hey, welcome back, America. Just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour. That's what we need, warriors. Warriors for truth. And he's right. You know, Donald Trump, you know, what has been before America is a road. And what we're finding is that too many of us have ignored the road less traveled. And we're paying the price now. We're paying the difference of the road that would have continued and solidly held this country in the great experiment that it has been going, would have held it in place and grown it. But instead, we allowed others to come in, some elites who say they know better. They've got us $20 trillion in debt. We're at each other's throat. This ability, Megan Barth, of this country. I mean, it is an absolute disaster. And it's not to say, look, you know, we are at the end of the day, certainly not a happy family, but we are a family. We have so much in common. But to rise to the level or even lower ourselves to the level to where it's so contentious that you cannot have opinion on politics or anything in a country that cherishes free speech without somebody getting punched in the mouth or, you know, threatened or in some cases even murdered. I mean, you know, what is wrong with us?
Well, that's a good question. What is wrong with us? I think that there, as the Democrat Party continues to move further left, I think that is a huge problem. And we see this problem of crushing free speech, specifically conservative speech, on college campuses. So we're raising a generation of kids who aren't being exposed to the art of debate, to multiple ideas that create such a colorful fabric of this country. It wasn't long ago I was in college, seems like an eon ago, but debate was welcomed on campus. I remember it was, you know, we encouraged debate because we are there to learn. Colleges are an incubator of a bunch of ideas, and from those ideas, the truths, you create your own ideology or your own identity. You identify yourselves as more of a conservative or progressive, but progressivism, and the progressives have literally hijacked the education system, and those that claim themselves to be tolerant are the least tolerant because they don't want other opinions on their campuses or within their halls that don't ascribe or prescribe to their ideology. You know, the tolerant left is a huge misnomer. They are the least tolerant people I've ever met in my life. I met a couple of the least tolerant people up in Tahoe one time, and I think you recall.
Right.
As I'm wearing a Trump hat, I had a drink thrown all over me. You know, this is the tolerant left. Anybody that disagrees with them is banished or called a hater or called a racist. And that is the type of that is what the left has done by elevating the hatred of the right. Specifically, when Hillary Clinton is asked, you know, what she's doing now outside of walking aimlessly in the woods, she's part of the resistance. Well, the resistance was on Berkeley, basically torching buildings and using U-locks up against the side of the heads of Trump supporters and sending them to the hospital. So the leaders in the Democrat Party, like Tom Perez, for example, now are banishing pro-life Democrats from the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Yeah, it's clear. No question about it. I mean, you don't even need to see Hillary in a Princess Leia, you know, wig or anything like that. You know, I keep thinking she's going to come out any moment, you know, dressed like Princess Leia. And, you know, and the force be with you. Megan, we announced yesterday, speaking of free speech, and a man that did a lot for cable television, you know, the passing of Roger Ailes. And it was sad to hear about it. He took a bad fall, and I guess he was a hemophiliac, and that complicated the issue and led the doctors say to his demise. But outside of all the controversy and the cloud that was about him as he exited Fox, you look back at his body of work and what he did. Wow. I mean, what a force. And then you didn't hear any or much of the good stories as he was being, you know, banished from, you know, from the kingdom. But you're hearing a lot of the good stories now about what he did for people. A sad day for Fox and for those that, supported and loved him and appreciate. I mean, even Geraldo Rivera had to kind of walk back, apologize for things that he said that he looks back in retrospect and feels like they were unfair and he got caught up in the moment. But, Roger Ailes passed at 77. And of course, a lot of controversy now kind of coming up again, speaking of Hillary Clinton, regarding Seth Rich. And that supposedly there was that connection with WikiLeaks. And there are some dots being connected that has him passing on some information, to WikiLeaks. And of course, it was shortly after that that, he's suspiciously murdered in a robbery where nothing was taken from him.
Yeah, and if the Republicans had a spine, we would be assigning special counsels to the Seth Rich investigation, to Hillary Clinton, to Uma Abedin, to Cheryl Mills, to Susan Rice, and the list goes on and on. And have you seen the DNC kind of crowdfund or have a GoFundMe account for the family who had to hire a special investigator in order to get to the bottom of the mystery of Seth Rich's death? No. Have they put up a reward to find the murderer of Seth Rich, the DNC? No, they have not. What I think is going to need to happen is I'd like to actually have the DNC server. I think that with a special counsel, we could find a lot from the DNC server.
Are you amazed? Yeah, it hasn't been turned over. I mean, here we're down the road and the server hasn't been turned over. People have been given immunity, what, a half dozen people? And what information has been derived from the immunity that was rendered? And we know what happened with other laptops that contained information. They disappeared. And the FBI is just sitting back. I mean, where's James Comey? Where was James Comey before? And now, McCabe, as the acting, he wanted to move so quick about getting a special prosecutor on this deal with Trump. But it's like, okay, but what about these other issues? Okay, the mainstream media is not talking about it, so it doesn't matter, I guess.
Right, exactly. It's the narrative that only matters to the mainstream media. The truth does not. And they create their narrative based on Democrat talking points. This is another WikiLeaks expose. And so Seth Rich is one of the largest not talked about cold cases in the history of not only the DNC, but also D.C. And so a special counsel or a prosecutor should look into the DNC server, because after the DNC server was hacked, they refused to turn over their server to the FBI to figure out who exactly hacked the DNC server. So I think it's about time. I think the DNC server would be a wealth of information. And I've referred to the DNC as the Democrat Network of Criminals. And I believe that it's truly a criminal enterprise, because you look at how they rigged the election. Why isn't there a special prosecutor looking at why the DNC rigged an election? Isn't that against the law?
Exactly.
The DNC is also right. Known to pay for violent protesters and agitators at a variety of places across the country.
Exactly. Well, Megan, we've got to leave it there. We're out of time. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem. In select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to InOurHands1967.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907.
800-361-6907.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Show the mercy shown to you.
Okay, I agree with Donald Trump. You know, we need truth warriors out there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you're in, but you need to be in. If we're going to get this country back on track and push back on this insanity that's going on. I mean, listen to what Rod Rosenstein, what he said in the appointment of Robert Mueller. He says, as I stated many times, a thorough investigation will confirm that what we already know. There is no collusion. Oh, no, that was Trump's. I'm sorry. Let me go back to Rosenstein's statement. He says, my decision is not a finding that crimes have been committed or that any prosecution is warranted. I have made no such determination. What I've determined is that a special counsel is necessary in order for the American people to have full confidence in the outcome. I mean, Rachel Alexander, senior editor at The Stream, is with us. Rachel, we've got, what, three investigations going on right now? FBI, you've got a Senate, you've got a congressional investigation, and now with a dubious explanation, he says, we need a special counsel.
It's ridiculous. And like Trump himself said, with all the crimes and things that Obama did, there was never a special counsel set up to investigate him. I mean, Trump's barely been in office for, what, 120 days or something? And
right.
And really, we already have the special counsel. Dianne Feinstein, okay, she's a leftist. She said she hasn't seen any evidence of, like, collusion with Russia. I mean, this is ridiculous. They're in hysterics. The Democrats are in meltdown, and these wimpy Republicans are going along with them. And instead of you know, saying, wow, Trump has done an incredible job his first 100 days in office, he's gotten more accomplished than anybody, they're trying to spin it the other way and say Trump is just in disarray. He's just a mess. He's just committing crimes. He needs to be investigated. I mean, I feel like it's 1984, you know, where, you know, yeah. The truth is the opposite of what it really is.
Yeah. Up is down. Down is up. Left is right. It's is totally screwball-y, no doubt about it. And then look at you. You got Congressman Green from the well of Congress saying, Mr. Chairman, it is with heavy of heart that I must declare the impeachment of our president of the United States. But it was interesting. Because Maxine Waters, who says that she never said impeachment, but I keep seeing video where she says impeachment. In fact, the impeachment has come back on her that back in her home district in Englewood, I was just there last week, and there's signs all over, impeach Maxine. So, to what we were talking about earlier, is there's going to be a boomerang effect, I believe, and that might be the only value of this Mueller appointment, is that the Democrats and the establishment will rue the day that they put this in motion. Because I'm saying, look, if you're going to investigate this, do the whole enchilada. Let's do all the obstruction, all the voter fraud that's gone on. I mean, whether it was the Russians or whoever it is. I mean, what kind of what is the state of the union of our political process and people's legitimacy to be able to vote?
Yeah, I hope they do look at all that. I just don't trust them. But, like you said, they've become unhinged. I'm to the point where, I can't even look at a regular news source without having to go fact check it because
exactly.
They're all just full of histrionics and lies. I've got this boyfriend who likes to listen to NPR in the car now. And so everything I hear, he repeats back to me and it's not accurate. It's fake news.
Right.
It's, I hear something from NPR that he tells me how Trump had this meeting with the Russians and he only allowed the Russian media in. He did not allow the U.S. media in. And I'm like, I'm not even going to argue with you about that because that doesn't even sound accurate. And sure enough, I go and I Google it and that's what the New York Times headline says. And you start reading the article and that's not at all what happened. Trump let in an official, state photographer from the
photographer,
an official state photographer from the White House. That's all.
Yes.
They just lies. And I'm so fed up with it. I'm so sick of it. I can hardly read CNN or the New York Times. Trump's right. They're so dishonest. They're at a frenzy level now. And I only read them if there's no other source possible to get the news from.
And Rachel, as a senior editor yourself and one who honors, the principles of journalism, what makes this so dangerous is that it has opened the door to fake news like never before. Yes, during the the campaigns, the presidential campaigns, you had operatives, even 60 Minutes exposed them. They said, yeah, that's what we do. We get eyeballs. We're looking for clicks. And we just put these stories out there. They know it's fake news. They're putting it out there. But some of the people don't know enough to double check and to verify like what you do. And I've become like you. I double, triple check on things. I mean, I did get caught once on an ABC thing because it said abc.com. And I saw the URL. It looked legit. Yep, but it was abc.com, and then there was an additional URL extension to it, and I was going through real quick, and I got caught. Fortunately, I didn't get on the air big time and start talking about it, but it was one of those things, you learn through the process. But, Rachel, I wanted to talk to you about this other, thing. I mean, you talk about a crime that has happened that's been overlooked, is this Seth Rich murder. Supposedly, they said it was because he was it was a robbery, a failed robbery, but nothing was stolen. I got a report from a doctor, and I'm still checking this out, but I will put it out to you and let you know that it's still yet to be verified. But it's out there. Supposedly, there was a doctor there, one of the attending doctors for Seth Rich, and he said against protocol and everything, when Seth Rich was there, there were people that came in, got some nurses out of the way, got doctors out of the way. They took over. He said that Seth Rich's injuries were not that fatal. He had seen many like that he could have survived. And he said, within a day or two, he was dead. And it just raises a lot of suspicion. This is from the original attending doctor. Yeah, I mean, this was something that he sent out.
Oh,
he himself sent this out. So, this is all... But this is stuff, again, another one of those Clintonian deals. I mean, it's almost like anybody that works with the Clintons, it is weird. I mean, you Google Clinton deaths and you see all this lineup of people who have died that have been associated with the Clintons. Now, I understand we're tiptoeing around some tinfoil hat kind of conspiracy stuff here, but boy, man, this is starting to walk like a duck and look like a duck and talk like a duck, and it's just like, it just keeps on going. And
well,
then
and
now
like
they're finding out. Go ahead.
And I like to say, you know, I have no love for former President Obama, but you never hear about an Obama body count.
No. No.
And the thing is about this Seth Rich case is this is the closest we've ever gotten to proving that there is a Clinton body count, because this one, you know, it's almost there. Like if Julian Assange just finally comes out and says, yes, that is the guy who leaked all the Democratic emails to me, you know, we've just about got him. Now all we need is the, you know, who murdered him. But
exactly. Well, and for Julian Assange to put 25,000 up, I mean, is that, you know, kind of a signal of implication right there? You know,
why are they putting up the reward money? I mean,
right.
why are they so interested in the case? And he's never denied that Seth Rich is not the leaker.
Mm-hmm.
He's in fact said it, you know, he's a young Democratic, you know, disgruntled staffer. I think he's the one who actually said that. So, I mean, all evidence points to him.
And what are you finding out from the experienced investigator who was hired by the family to look into this?
Well, the left is having a field day with the fact that, oh, he really wasn't the one who investigated. He was just, he's recanted. No, he didn't recant. He merely said he's basing his opinion on this inside anonymous federal investigator's report. That person really did see the emails and the laptop in the investigation, and that person said there's 44,000 emails that were found on Seth Rich's computer that he had sent to WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
and once again, we have laptop controversy, except for Wiener, I guess, who's being he is being sentenced today, right? He pled guilty. His is the only laptop. The other laptops have either been destroyed or somewhere they're being hidden away from us to keep us from the truth. Rachel Alexander, senior editor at The Stream. Rachel, always good to be talking to you. Thank you. Have a good day.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, in select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to InOurHands1967.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. More than 2.7 million Americans have atrial fibrillation, or AFib, a common type of irregular heartbeat, with symptoms often described as butterflies in the chest. People with AFib have a 5 times higher risk of stroke than those without the condition. Dr. David Rose, a neurologist at the University of South Florida, is encouraging people with AFib to talk to their doctor.
Anticoagulants, or blood thinners, can help reduce the risk of stroke for people with AFib. That's why it's important to speak with a doctor who can help determine which blood thinner works best for you. Because blood thinners are associated with an increased risk of bleeding, your doctor can help you understand the risks and benefits of treatment. It's also important to ask your doctor about the availability of treatments that can reverse the blood thinning effect in the rare event of an emergency.
If you have atrial fibrillation, talk to your doctor today about your risk for stroke.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez Live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to talk foster care. I know many of you have a heart towards foster kids, and some of you have experienced being a foster parent. And I say, wow, what a blessing. I know, and it's one of those personal experiences that even when I speak with foster parents, you can just tell immediately how they light up and what a blessing it has been for them to come alongside a child who needs a home, who needs love, and for whatever reason, and for them to, you know, to redeem that life. And maybe they do so because of the redemption they experienced. I mean, for all kinds of reasons, only they know. It's very personal. But I can tell you that when I do speak with foster parents, they are just, you know, it's just a real special and profound experience. May is National Foster Care Awareness Month, and this is why we're focusing on this topic. And we're very honored to have Dr. Sharon Ford with us. She's with Focus on the Family. She's a program director for Focus's adoption and orphan care efforts. Dr. Ford, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hello, good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I've been excited to talk about this topic to kind of bring people up to date as to what is happening with foster care, how it's been evolving, and how effective it is becoming. But yet there's still a ways to go. We can always improve. But the lives that are being changed because of foster care.
You know, across the nation, there are over 400,000 children who are in foster care, all levels of foster care, whether it's a family foster home, group home, or residential facility. Kids are needing care because, unfortunately, families continue to leave their children in unsafe situations. But when a family says, how would you be willing to use my home? Would you be willing to use my skills and my heart to make a difference in the life of the children? And the state government says, yeah, we'll approve you to take on these kids. Know that the kids come with issues. They have behaviors. Mm-hmm. They have needs that need to be met. And families are continuing to step up. But I can tell you, in every state, more and more families are needed, because kids continue to come into care every single day. And I know families think that, gosh, you know, my house has to be so perfect. I have to be perfect. My kids have to be perfect. That's not true. because we need families who just have room in their hearts and room in their homes to give to another child. And some of these children will only stay with the family for a little bit of time, a month, a couple of weeks. But other children will come and they'll stay 6 months, a year, 2 years. But whatever time that family has to give to a child, it plants seeds that will be harvested and blossom in the weeks to come, in the months to come, in the years to come. Your family can make a difference every single day in the life of a child. And that's exactly the message that we try to get across.
Yeah, it's, you know, you think about these kids and the whole idea of perfection, you know, maybe that's the subtitle, No Perfection Required. Just as you say, you have a heart for these kids that you can, truly be there, be a safe haven, you know, for a moment in time that could make a huge difference in their lives. And Dr. Ford, and I hear from these kids anecdotally, you know, what foster care meant for them, you know, taking them out of their situations, giving them a time out, a room to breathe, to decompress, you know, to kind of get their bearings because of things that were very disturbing that happened in their home. And the way these kids talk about what a positive effect it had on their lives. I mean, this alters the trajectory of a life that could have been an absolute disaster, but for foster care.
That's so true. You know, when kids can sit down at a dinner table and have someone help them with their homework, and just sitting at the dinner table as a family, we eat together. We talk about the day. I hear about your concerns. Having someone be there for them is so great for a child who hasn't had that. Consistency, caring, nurturing, when you haven't had that, makes all the difference in your world. It helps to mold you and shape you and encourage you and nurture you. And that's what these kids need. And more importantly, that's what they deserve.
Yeah, they hunger for that. I mean, and I think we all do. We all hunger for validation. I mean, you can only imagine, like you say, the backgrounds of these kids, what they go through, and how there is that sense of invalidation. I mean, we have that running rampant right now in our culture, which is most disturbing. And I wish there was some way we could, you know, shake the shoulders of our country and its citizens and say, look at, you know, look at what you're doing, what you're putting in motion here. And for these kids, you know, they've been the effect of it. It hasn't been their choice. And here's an opportunity to change that trajectory, to validate these kids. You know, it's like the Bible talks about that word aptly spoken. And whether it's a word, whether it's a smile, a touch, somebody to come alongside and just aptly respond to a need. Wow. You know, that is a blessing on a blessing, you know, the way I look at it, Dr. Ford.
It is a blessing. When I think about that, there are children who, when they come into care, they don't know what's going on. They don't understand. And even if they're older, and trust me, we have older kids who are in their teens, and they know that things have been deteriorating in their home, but then they come into somebody else's home and they go, we want you here. We're going to care for you. We're going to keep you safe. That for that child, there's lots of doubt. There's uncertainty. But when they see day after day that what the family said they were going to do, they do. That they hold them accountable. Kids want accountability. Even when they push back, I know they sometimes push back, but kids really do crave that accountability because they want to be the best that they can be. And being in a stable home environment allows them to get that.
Exactly.
Kids also want to go to school and be successful. And having a household that supports education and will help you with your homework and be your advocate in the classroom with the school and the principal and your teachers, kids need that as well. And when they don't have that from their birth families, but they can come and get it in foster care, it means so much. And you have to understand that, you know, when families foster, they really are helping to heal that child and hopefully also helping to heal that birth family so that the child can go back home again, but only when it's safe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Only
well, Dr. Ford, what can Christians and the church at large do about this issue?
You know, there's 300,000 churches across this nation. I think that the first thing that the church can do is pray. Pray and say, God, how do you want to use my congregation? How do you want to use me, the youth ministry, the children's ministry? What can we do as a church, first of all? And prayer leads us to getting wisdom and understanding about the direction that God wants us to, our role to be. Mm-hmm. And secondly, ask God, God, how do you want to use my family? And you want to use my family to do what? I can be a foster parent. Oh, okay. Oh, maybe you want my church and me to be a part of the wraparound services. Because everybody's not called to be a foster parent, but everybody's called to do something. And so what is that something that I can do and do it well? So the families who say, I will foster, and they'll go through the training to do that and the certification process, then what about the church wrapping around those foster families so that they do it well, that they are equipped, that the extra meals that they might need, the extra care that they might need to their own home. Someone could come in and provide lawn work while that foster parent is helping that child do their homework. Exactly. Somebody might come in and help do laundry so that the family has extra time to play together. There's something for everybody to do, and what perfect way for the church to come around and love on a child who's hurting than to love on the family that's caring for them.
Exactly.
When kids see that people care, they begin to see themselves differently.
Yeah, without a doubt. They begin to flourish and begin to realize their godly potential and that thing that has been frustrating them, as you were alluding to earlier, and that is that that ideal and that idea of being productive. You know, God said, be fruitful and multiply. He didn't kind of tease us with that. He gave us all the goods in which to make that happen, and I believe that's within our human DNA to be productive. May is a National Foster Care Month. Dr. Ford, again, we thank you so much for stopping in and telling us about this. Now, Focus on the Family just has a plethora of resources. So if our listeners want to find out more information, I'm sure that's an excellent source. Tell them where they can go for more information.
On our website, www.icareaboutorphans.org, icareaboutorphans.org, and click on Resources. And they'll see all of the free resources that we have on our website.
Well, I would say heed Dr. Ford's admonition and her encouragement to pray. 300,000 churches, boy, go a long way to solving this issue and being the answer for these kids that are looking for help. Dr. Sharon Ford, Program Director for Focus on the Family's Adoption and Orphan Care Efforts. Dr. Ford, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Bill. You take care.
All right. God bless.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.